there's 13 away from 9 already. So where are we at with Liam Lawson? So a couple of stories I mentioned in the past week, right? So Liam's getting a seat at AlphaTauri next year and Yuki Tsunoda's going to be the Red Bull reserve. Then yesterday, Tsunoda's going to be confirmed at AlphaTauri this weekend in Japan's home Grand Prix, which means Liam doesn't get a seat at all. So what's going on? Daniel Moxham, F1 reporter for The Mirror in Britain, is with us. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
Before we get to the nitty-gritty of what's going to happen next, what's your view of Liam Lawson so far in these last three races?
Well, to be honest, I don't think there's anyone in the paddock who's got a bad word to say about him. He's come in and made an immediate impact. Very short notice, no warning whatsoever, and no previous Formula One race experience. And he's been not... You can never say that someone's been perfect, but he's not been all that far away from it. I mean, he's just scored AlphaTauri's best result of the season at the Singapore Grand Prix. The other two races he's taken part in, no points, but certainly excellent performances in both regards. And he's left everyone very, very impressed with him.
So this is why we have you on. We have two stories in New Zealand, as you would understand. There's a tremendous amount of interest in where he's at and where he's going. So the first story of the week is that he's got a seat next year at AlphaTauri. Tsunoda's going to be the reserve driver for Red Bull. He'll team up with Ricciardo. Next story is all of a sudden, Tsunoda's being confirmed this weekend because of the Honda money he's set for 2024, which leaves Liam Lawson out in the cold. What's going on?
It's a good question, and if I'm honest with you, the answer to that is I'm not really sure anyone knows. It seems to change every few days, as you say. I mean, Lawson, like I say, the impact that he's made has been excellent, and he's certainly put himself in the frame for that AlphaTauri seat. There's absolutely no denying that. But in reality, AlphaTauri and Red Bull, because let's be honest, Red Bull's the guys that make the decisions there, they've got to fit three very good drivers into two race seats for next season, and no matter which way they go, there's going to be a very, very good driver that's left on the sidelines. Tsunoda started the season very impressively, but has not had a lot of luck in the last couple of races. His form has dropped off a little bit. Ricciardo came back in. Very lot of fanfare around that. Very, very popular guy, Daniel Ricciardo. But then, obviously, he goes and injures his hand at the Dutch Grand Prix. That opens the door for Liam Lawson to come in and make an impression. He's certainly done that. So, they've got a very... people will call it a nice problem to have. I'm not so sure it is, because at the end of it, one very, very good driver is going to be left on the sideline.
How much weight do you place behind the story that Tsunoda's got Honda money? Money counts. It's in Japan this weekend, and therefore an announcement would make sense.
Well, an announcement would make sense in Japan if that's what they're going to do. Sure, you can understand the logic behind that. We all know that money talks, especially in Formula One, so there's certainly no reason why that couldn't be the case. Then again, Honda, they do work with Red Bull, but that's not going to be the case forever. Red Bull are going to be working with Ford in a couple of years' time. Honda have signed a deal to work with Aston Martin when that deal comes to an end. There's been talk that Tsunoda might be of interest to Aston Martin when that move happens, so... it remains to be seen exactly how much influence Honda still has at Red Bull, considering their arrangement isn't actually much of a long-term one anymore.
Let me toss one more thing at you. Is Ricciardo in trouble, or is he too experienced to let go? So, in other words, it's Tsunoda and Lawson next year.
Yeah, it's difficult to say, but to be honest, Ricciardo's experience, I think, really does work in his favour in this regard, because AlphaTauri, historically, they have been used to give young Red Bull drivers from the academy their first opportunities in Formula One. But there are a lot of changes going on at AlphaTauri, especially for the start of next season. It's not even going to be called AlphaTauri for next season, the team. And there are a lot more changes going on in that regard. There's new ownership at Red Bull since, obviously, the founder and the owner, Dietrich Mateschitz, died towards the end of last year. And the performances just haven't been good enough. So they're making a lot of changes. And with all that going on in the background, the feeling is that an experienced, steady hand to lead them on the track might not be such a bad idea. Red Bull, they really, really like Daniel Ricciardo. They brought him back into the fold for a reason. He's expressed a desire to maybe even fight for Sergio Perez's seat in 2025. And I think Red Bull are pretty committed to giving him that opportunity. So I'm not a betting man, but if I were, then my money would be going on Ricciardo being probably the safest of the three.
All right, Daniel, listen, appreciate your expertise. We'll get you on again soon. Japan this weekend, of course. And the other story that's floating about, which does make sense, is Karan Chantok, who was once an F1 driver himself, and you'll see him on the Sky coverage these days. He's suggesting Williams go shopping for him, basically, because Logan Sargeant can't get the car around the track without parking it in the fence. and they don't tend to like that, especially at a place like Williams, which is short of money anyway. So if Logan Sargeant isn't up to it, could Liam be up to it along with Albon? So that would make a nice combination for Williams. So there are still plenty of possibilities, and of course the prospect of the race itself this weekend, 8 to 9.